Surim and Achim and Kedoshim, all that rock.
So there's a din in Shulchan Aruch about Lemashish Bedoifik Shel Ishtei Nida. Guy's a doctor and he wants to take the pulse of his wife who's a Nida. So first we'll start off with the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef brings down from the Trumas Hadeshen that the mashma she'aser labayla l'mashe shel adoifek, and zok the Beis Yosef, it's mashma that even if there's no other doctor, still he can't do it. And also he found in the Tshuvas HaRamban that it's aser even if there's no other doctor. Umihu im ha'choyli mesukin, let's say it's a sakana, ve'ein sham roifim acherim, Mash maktsas midvor of the shor mishum pikuach nefesh. But if it's pikuach nefesh, it's mashma that then it's mutter. Ela the ikele meimar letaime ozel. This is Beis Yosef talking. It could be that that's cause the chuvis over there at letaime. That because even though he called it he called it chuvis Ramban. The Ramban is letaime ozel. The osavar negias nida ein asur el midrabanan. There's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. And the Loisa say in this week's parsha, Loisik Revu, Legalis Erva. The Rambam says it's a lav even on kreva of Gilei Arayis. Even if it's not beer. But the Ramban stark argues with him and he says, Midaraisa, the lav is only beer. But there's no issur deraisa, even though there's a teres kahanim like the Rambam, that teres kahanim is an asmachta balma, the Ramban. So the Beis Yosef tain is maybe this heter of pikuach nefesh by negias nida is because it's a Ramban wrote it, because Ramban's shita was that negias is the Ramban. Aval Rambam the savar the negias nida asur min atoira. The Rambam Shita is Loisik Revu Negias Deraisa. So then, Afal Pi Sheyesh Bo Pikuach Nefesh, Efsher the Oser Mishum Avizrai the Gilei Arayis. Okay, that's the Beis Yosef's Shaila. He's thinking that maybe it should be Mamish, even if it's Legimel Chamurus. Okay? So in this Beis Yosef states Tzvei Grois the Chidushin. One is not so Grois, and one is very Grois. The first one is that he holds that Nida is Gilei Arayis and it's Yihar Gval Yavar. Mamish, the whole Isser Nida. The second Chiddush is that he holds that according to the Rambam, Negia would go into the Raisa and it would be a Yihar Gval Yavar also. The first one is not such a big Chiddush. The second one's a very big Chiddush. So now I want to talk about each one, and then we'll get to the din at the end of the whole thing. But the main thing is just the two things. The first thing is Nida Yehorig Val Yavar. Right? So we know Gilei Arayis is for sure, the Gemara, it's the three Aviros Chaburos. Does Nida go into it? So on this, there are three things why Sforim talk about maybe it's not. The first two, I think, are not the main thing, really, but they are mentioned, so I'm going to mention all three already. Number one is, Rada has we talked about it last week. We know that the din is that by Isurim, Eid Echo Neman Bisurim. By Dover Shebe'erva, Eid Dover Shebe'erva's Mishnah. And by Nida, Vesafrilo is 1 8. Tosfos already brings it up. And Tosfos says that Taka Saltadaita Chamina, you might have thought Nida is Erva and you need Shnayim. But Lamaisa, the Pasuk says that one's enough. So you see that it's not Mamish Erva. So some Achronim say.
That's not necessarily the only way of learning that Tosfos, right?
What's the other way?
It says that it is an erva, but the Xeris HaKasav L'Gavi Sofra law is that you don't do Shnayim.
There are Achronim that say like you, even but the Lashon, there are Achronim that learn the Tosfos your way. There's the Chuvas Mil Tzedakah. that learns it like you, and the Makna also in Kiddushin learns it like you. The Lashin of Tais is not so mashma like that, because he says, Salka daita chamina lihevi dava shabba erva. I'm not quoting it word for word, mamish.
Oh, nice.
So it sounds like that, more that way. And also would come out of Big Chiddush, in other words, that you learn out the klal of Eidech and Bisurin. How would I be allowed to learn out the klal if it's really Dabar Shabbat, which needs two, and the Torah made an exception? So how can I learn out like a rule, you know? It would be tough.
What do you need to bear rice?
Right.
What was meaning to say that people didn't know the
Eruv? Even just to ascertain she is an Eruv. Like to say this woman is
related
or not related. Nation C.
It's not the Avera.
The status.
Okay,
fine. Right. So that's what some Achronim want to use this. The Chalkis Yoyov. There's a tshuva from Rabbi Tzvi Chanan. That may be, since you see that it has a status of Iser, Legabi Eidech and Bisurin, so maybe it shouldn't be in Arayas, Legabi Harg Valyav. It's not L'chayra such a good sushtel. First of all, I mean, you have to know, just because here, you can compare everything in one, it's not, but to explain it better, the pshat is like this. There's a famous thing that I think already the Brisker Rav said, and it's in Avi Ezri. The way you look at a nida is that it's not that the gavra is an erva. You don't say that the person is an erva, because it's that the bia is a bias erva. So memela, things which are tali in the mensch, you don't look at the mensch as an erva. But when you're talking about the maisa bia, the bia is a bias erva. Le dugma. You see that kedushin is typhus in a nida, right? But it's not typhus in an Arab. Why? Because Kedushin is typhus in the Gavra. So the Gavra is not a shtik erva. The same thing. When you say, Ein dover shebe erva pochos mishnayim. What is the nekuda here? Is the nekuda because Arais is like a very chomer aveira? And that's not nothing to do with that. Your one aid can be believed on Shabbos, on Hilchos Shabbos, even the Skila. It doesn't matter how bad the avir is. The vart of Ein Dover Shebe Erva Mishnayim is because to kaveya what a person is needs to. You see that clearly in the Shev Shmaitza, where he says that the Rambam says beferish, to say that a lady was nival to a guy, and she's also to a kayin. Or let's say that a lady became a chalala. That is Isurin. Eirechot is Neman Bisurin, to say that a lady became a Zoyna to a Kayin, or became a Chalala to a Kayin. But, Zokta Shmaitza, it's Mefurish, that to say that a man is a Chalal, is a Dover Shabera. Take the first Mishan Makas, the first word, Mi Dimanu Al Ish Ploini Shehu Ben Grusha. What does it mean? He's a Chalal. You need to aid him. Mi Dimanu, you need to aid him. Zok the Shmaitza, because the Rambam is talking about something which happened to her, a mikra in her life, a bia that happened to her, and now she can't, she became a chol. Because a isha, the din is, a bia zunus, she becomes also. That's isur. But if to say how what a person is from birth, a chol, a man cannot turn into a chol later in life. He has to be born a chol. That's a darush haber. It's chalal. Terence says that's not what it determines if you're davar shaber. Davar shaber is what you are. If you say a person is a certain status, mashenken of a maisa that happened, that's not called the davar shaber. So the pshat is the anida. The reason why it's isurin.
Status. Why is it an erva in the first place?
If
being made on the status.
Right. That like a person is a sister of this. Follow.
So, what's the
dumbest of
the
erba? Well,
in other words, you're
being
made on the status.
Yeah, so status, in order saying a status is included in dumbest of erba. If you say a person has a status of iser erba or heter erba, that's also called a dumbest of erba too.
Is
if you say like a lady's aishasish or she's not aishasish, all those things are dumbest of erba too.
less of the impact.
So in other words, the pshat in Dovr Shabarav is that if you're saying this person is a certain person, that needs shnayim. But nida, even though it's a bia serva, one is good because you're not saying this, what the person, what the gavra is. But that can still be arayis because when you're talking about yehorig valyavar, you're talking about the aveir of the bia serva. The bia serva could be arayis. It could be yehorig valyavar. They're not necessarily kosher zebazet.
But it depends on what you hold the Lash Sikrabu is. If the Lash Sikrabu is like a Chaka.
Oh yeah, you're on the second thing about this. I'm talking about Mamish Boal Anida. Right. Yeah. You're talking about the Lash Sikrabu was already another whole step.
That would be Tali Zep, but that may be Lagavi Nida, right?
You mean what? If Lois Sikrivu,
even if you hold,
oh, you mean maybe since it's she's not a gavra of a erva,
even though she's not the gavra, but the whole Lois Sikrivu is only to prevent the bia from Misa, so it may not be enough gemina.
Yeah. Oh, well, it may not be enough. Yeah.
Isn't this the whole Gemara Yevamos about being
Yabim and Nida,
if that's a bila?
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole
world,
no?
You mean, really, Tosfos asks.
Right.
He says, how come you find that Yabim Nida, it works?
Right.
And when you're Yabim and Erva, it doesn't work.
Right.
And Tosfos says the same kind of thing, something about that she's not really an Erva.
Right.
So Rabbeinu Tam says the same thing, because the same kind of lashon he uses. And Rabbeinu Tam Taka in his tshuva compares it to Erecha. He says, because she isn't an Erva, she will be Mutter Liyomim, he writes. So somebody who the person isn't an Erva, just like it's Typhus Kedushin, it's also Typhus Yibum. It's an Aveira.
They're saying the Bia is a Bia.
The Bia is a Bia Erva, but Bia Erva doesn't stop Zika. In other words, she's Mekusher to him. Just like she can be Typhus Kedushin. It's just an Aveira. The fact that you have an Aveira of Biasera doesn't stop Yibum. What stops Yibum is when you're not Typhus. When the person's an Arab.
What about the there's no Mamzeris by Nida? Doesn't that
Oh, they're also the same thing, right. The reason why there's no Mamzeris is because Mamzeris is Tali and Tfias Kedushin. What does the word mamzer mean? Like the Rishayim say, me'am zor, or mum zor. Zorus means itfisa. Okay. The fact that there's no tfisa is what makes the mamzeris. Right. All the things that are totally in the gavra. So maybe that raya isn't such a stark raya, legabi har gval yavra. Then there's other achrayim, bring a Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi that asks a question. There's a drasha by achoyis. The Torah writes, it's also in this parsha, Achos Aviv and Achos Imoy, as it says, a lashon hara, that even hara is aser. And then by Nida, again it writes, hara is aser, as mekoyro hara. So the Yerushalmi says, why do you have to write two times hara? Right? So the Yerushalmi answers, because you would have thought, if it would have only written by Achos, you would say, because that's real arise. But Nida is tuma. Veloy erva, some lashon like that. So maybe over here it's not hara. So I had to write hara again. Oh, state in Yerushalmi that nida is not a regular arise. It's tuma. Okay. So first of all, to go ahead and var for Yerushalmi.
Who says that?
Who brings that? Das from the Raisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel brings that. Who else? I think also. The Chelkis Yoyev, I think, also brought that. First of all, the Babli also talks about the Kasha. Why? And the Babli doesn't say that there. So I'm saying, and second of all, do you know what Yerushalmi means? Does Yerushalmi mean it's a Havamina? You might have thought it's not, and Lamaisa it is. Who knows? It's very hard to know, to Paskin, to, oh, state in Yerushalmi, it's not Yerushalmi, it's Yerushalmi, it's not so clear. Okay, the real one that works on the sugya real stark is the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. That's the grandfather. The Pnei Yeshua had a grandfather Yeshua. No, it's a Megine Shleiman. I think his name was Yeshua, really. The Megine Shleiman has a big tshuva about Yehorig Val Yavar Anida in Ebenezer. And he, Mamish, works it out like this. He says, I know that in Rishonim it sounds like Nida Zihart Valyab, but I think it's not. And he says, the reason why is like this. He says, where do we know that there's a Din Yehark Valyab on Gilya Rice? Where's the Gemara on it? So that's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet. That it says in the Pasuk, by Nair Moirasa, right? That if he found her in the Sadeh, so Ein La Nair Achit Mavis, right? Ki Kasher Yoko Mish Al Reyehu, or Tzachi Nefesh, Kena Dover Azeh. Omer Rebbe, V'chi Malo Madnu, Mi Roitzeach. How is Ma Roitzeach, it says two dinim. Ma Roitzeach is Yehorg Val Yavor. Af Gilea Reis is Yehorg Val Yavor. And then you do the other way too. Ma begilia rayis niten latziloi benafshoi, which means that right, if somebody's running after a rayis, you kill the af beroitzeach. If somebody's trying to kill, it's niten latzil benafshoi. So there's two halachas: the din yavigavur, and we also learn it out the other way that niten latzil benafshoi. Okay, now step two: which arayis do you kill the guy who's running after her? So it says in the Gemara, that it says in the Pasuk, Ein, you darshan every letter in the Pasuk, Na'ar, because it's written Chaser, without a hey, to tell you Anar, meaning Zohar, Mishkav Zohar, you kill the guy. Na'ra, for Na'ar Moros. Moves, for all Arayis which have Misa. Chet, Larabas, all Arayis which have Karis. Okay, so there's like four parts, Na'ar, Na'ra, Chet, Moves. And the Gemara says, why do you need all of them? Because everyone has a chaymer she'ein b'chaveiroi. Zohar is very big koloin. Nair Marosa is a big pegam to her husband. Misa is Misa. Karis, you wouldn't know because it's less. Okay. So that's how you know all these people, you kill the right of. So now, Frek, the Chubas Pnei Yeshua, and how do you know who's Yehark Valyava? Meaning, if you just say Nair Moroso, that's only case of Misa. And it's big pegam. How do you know all the other categories are also Yehark Valyavar? So he says, look in the Ramban, you'll see that the Ramban says it's the same for, since the Jerusha is going on both, so the Jerusha goes for both. That the same four, which are, you kill the Roidif, also the same four are for Gilya Rais. Okay, so he says, now let's figure out. If a guy is roidif after a nida, do you kill the roidif? So if you medayik the lashon of Rashi, we have to say over the Gemara with Rashi. The Gemara brings like this, that let's say the near defis, right, this lady says, I makpid on my pgam, but lamaisa, I'd rather not get killed, so just let him do it. I am makpid on the pgam, but I don't want to get killed, so just leave him alone. So Rabbi Huda says, then you don't kill the guy anymore. The Rabbanan say, you still kill him. So Rashi is Masber. First I'll say the Gemara, then I'll say Rashi. So the Gemara says, what are they? But my plea. Rabbi Huda says, the whole reason of killing the Raidif is because we're scared that she's going to resist him and get killed in the thing. So since she said, leave him alone, you see she's not going to resist him, so there's no sakana on her, don't kill the Raidif anymore. The Rabbanan say, no, the reason of killing the Raidif is because the Torah is very makbid on her pegam. So Mamela, she says, be'etzem I'm makbid on my pegam, so you should still kill the Raidif anyway. That's the Gemara. Zot Rashi. But if she says, I don't care about the whole thing, fine, gesundheit. She's masking to it, right? The guy's running after her. She's okay, he's running after me. Shine, forget it. So then everybody says you don't kill the Raidif. Because even, why should the Torah mock on the Pagam? She doesn't care about the Pagam. So Mimela, in that case, everyone agrees you don't. But now that she says, I do care about my Pagam, it's just leave him alone because I'm scared he'll kill me. There, it's Pligi Rabbi Yudan Rabba. Then Rav Papa says, are you saying, he says to, I forget who it was, maybe to Rava, are you saying that the reason of killing the Raidif is because of Pegam? So then let's say a Kohen Gadol is running after Almana. there's also pigam. So why wouldn't you kill the Kohen Gadol? And it's a lot. Why wouldn't we kill him? So he answers him back. Al pigma rabo kapid rachmana. Al pigma zuta loy kapid rachman. The only Torah going to kill him for a pigma rabo. Says Rashi, what's a pigma rabo? Karis is a pigma rabo because Karis makes her a zoina and her kid a mamzer. So that's a big pigma. You kill him for that. Almanal Kohen Gadol, neither is she a zoina nor is the kid a mamzer. It's a pigma zuta. Okay. So, achar divrei Rashi eilim. What is the din if somebody's running after a nida? It's not a zoina. That's a fair Gemara. Well, nida's not a zoina. Gemara murach of tes. And the kid's not a mamzer. We all know. Vasa nida's not a mamzer. So, based on Rashi, it comes out you cannot kill a roidev achar hanida. Zok the Pnei Yeshua im Cain.
If she says she's not, if she says
even if she's Machbid Gomer.
No, but she might fight back and get killed.
Oh, because of Rabbi Huda's reason.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Rabbi Huda's reason. I mean, the halacha is like the Rabbana, that it's not because of that, it's because of pigma. Yeah. But you need a pigma rabba, and a nida is a pigma zuta. Oh, is Zok the Pnei Yeshua, and where's the whole mikor? Which things are Yehar Gevel Yaver? Whoever is Tzibah Nafshe. So if there's no right, if there's no Yehar Gevel Yaver, Emela, he wants a paskin that there's no Yehar Gevel Yaver on Anida. Okay? That's what he wants a paskin. Okay, so now the Shaila is, so he's trying to argue the Beis Yosef, which we had before. Beis Yosef said it's Pashat, that it's Yehar Gevel Yaver. So what's Pshat in the Beis Yosef? So there's two ways to answer the Beis Yosef. The first way is the Minchas Chinuch writes that he doesn't know why Rashi did this. Rashi says Pigma Rabba means Zayna and Mamzer and all that. Why? He says I just was thinking more regular. Pigma Rabba means Karis. And he says if you look in the Rambam, it's Mashma to me. He says that the Rambam says you kill a right of Achar Anida. Because the Rambam didn't say any exceptions, he just writes, right? If I have any arayis, you kill him. So it's mashmat him even nida. And besides for his deek in the Rambam, in the Ramah, right on that piece of Gemara there, he brings two pshatim. He brings Rashi's pshat, cause of Zoyna and Mamzer, and he brings the other pshat, Karis. So there really is that pshat. And then there's also a ritva, the ritva in Psachim and Chafhei, says the same kind of thing that they go together. Natzil Benafsha goes together with the Yehar Gevel Yaver, and he says that everything is pigma. It all, if you have pigma rabba, then the din is you kill the raitif, and also the din is the Yehar Gevel Yaver. And he writes, therefore, all arise v'nida Yehar Gevel Yaver. So, meaning that he learned like the Ramah, obviously, that's a pigma rabba, because Karis alone is a pigma. And Mimela, it's Yehar Gevel Yaver. So you have over here a Rambam, a Ramah, and you have the Ritva that say pigma rabba means Karis. And Mimela, that could be what the Beis Yosef means also. The Beis Yosef holds that the halacha is that is a pigma rabba. And Mimela, it's also Yehar Gevel Yaver. So it's very good that the Pnei Yeshua has a Rashi, but there's other Rishayim in the world that hold otherwise. That's the first thing. The second thing is that even in Rashi, that Rashi says Pigma Rabba means Zoyna and Mamzer, there's a big question. Question is like this. We are saying that Pigma is the source of both din. It's the source of Yehar Gevel Yaver and the source of killing the Roidev, because they are learned out from each other. So Frecht, a few Acharein, the Chemza Shleime, or Gadol, the Besamim Roish, they say, I have a question. If that's true, why don't we say that just like when you're not makbid on your pigam, then the Torah says don't kill the raitif. So also, if the woman says I'm not makbid on my pigam, it should be yav or val yahar. I mean, if you see, if you're saying they're the same, and the whole thing is that the Torah is... Well, I mean, sometimes you have to realize the situation where they're talking about. Let's say a guy's saying, I'll kill you if you don't buy on this erva, right? So the lady says, poor guy, he's going to be Harg Valyavar. Show you, I won't be Machbid Hamakam, I don't want him to die. And I was like, I'll be a tzedekis and let him live. So why shouldn't you say that?
The guy still has Yahar Yahar on him.
But why? If the reason what's so bad about this thing is the pigma...
Not on the man. The man is Yahar Yahar forever.
Yeah, but we're saying that his thing, what is Yaharig, we're asking a question. This is not the truth, but we're asking a question. Why don't we say that his Yaharig is because he's pigmer? Just like the guy who's Reutifer. We wouldn't touch him if she doesn't mind. Because what bothers the Torah is that you're being poigim her. That's what's getting the Torah angry. And you're learning it out, so then maybe that's what's getting the Torah angry by Herig Val Yavar, because you're being poigim her. But if she lets...
Wow, I get the
kasha.
We're
talking about a person...
You don't get
the
same reason.
Yeah, Avarian, okay, I don't get it. You don't get it. Yeah.
The Avarian is... We're asking on him why he shouldn't be Yahrig Valyavar.
We're trying to figure out what is it, what's getting the Torah so machmer, yeah? What's making the Torah so machmer that you have to get killed, yeah? Something's really bad here that the Torah says, even if you get killed, you can't do it.
Right.
What's that thing that the Torah is saying is so bad?
Pagam.
So, based on these Rishayim, it's Pagam. That's what it is. That's so bad. It should be the same thing that's so bad that you're killing a guy who's trying to do it. The Torah says, kill a roidif, right? Kill him, don't let him do
that's
it.
That's the core for it. Is the pagam.
Okay.
The guy, whenever he's trying to do a pagam, it's Yari Vayavar, it's worth killing the guy. But once it involves the boil himself, that's already a question of a regular... Maisa Vera, Maisa Bia.
But how do you know that?
How
does Chazal know that? How does Chazal know that the Torah is so upset with the Maisa Bia?
The Makor is from this case of Nar Merasa.
Right.
And a person that's trying to stop it. But once you once you prove it,
okay,
the Lame, the thing that the Nilma, the thing that
is not, is not that way. Maisa,
right.
So you're saying the fact. They're asking. They know what you just said.
Yes, of course.
But they're asking, how does Chazal know that?
From the case of Rigo, by killing somebody.
Oh, you mean? Oh, very good. So that's the Ergodel's teretz. The Ergodel says, you know how the Gemara knew it? Because the Hekesh is the Torah wrote. It's just like Ritzeach, just like by Ritzeach, it's Yaharig Val Yavar. Right, because the Gemara says, "My chazit, you can't kill a guy." So too by a rise. Now, what if the guy says, "I don't mind if you kill me"? What if a guy would say, "I don't mind kill me because I'm dead. I feel, you know, I'm an old man. Just kill me; it's worth it. Why should they kill you? You're a young guy, right? These things never happened in the war, right? A guy said, "Kill me," right? The Nebuch, right? These are the case of Nazi, right? If you don't kill him, I'll kill you. So this guy's half dead anyways. So kill me. Don't be a shaita. If you don't kill me, then they're going to kill you. You're still a young guy. You could live. So is that a heter?
You're not a gavra on your body.
Exactly. You're not a gavra.
Don't. You can't say, I don't mind. Like,
right. You don't have the right.
That's different. I forgot.
It is true.
You can't say,
Svara,
kill me. I'm old. I don't care. You don't have that right.
That is true. In Svara, you can make that chiluk, but a hekesh is a hekesh. Or the hekesh says they're the same. So you learn out from there that the same thing if the lady said that I don't care, it doesn't help. So that's how we know it can't be that the Torah meant only if... That's how you know it. That's his answer. Chen de Shlema says a real amazing parrot. He says it couldn't be. He says, what's your question? Let's say the whole Yehorg v'al Yavur is when she's makbid, right? But if she agrees, then maybe it should be like, no, you know, she doesn't care about the begam, so the Torah doesn't care. He says, then the halacha would be that every time that a guy would come with a gun and tell him, I'll kill you, she would be mechuyev al pi din to say, I'm not makbid, because to save his life. And Mimele, there would be no case of the Harg Val Yavar. Oh, that's what I was tying. That's not so pushy what he's saying. No. It's not so pushy that she would have to be right. Nifgam,
right.
because it says already Pischei Tshuva, you don't have to even cut off a limb to save somebody from death. It's not so pushy his svar. Okay, but anyways, these are the answers that were given. These two answers, there's a third answer. Okay. So what do you see, though? Now let's go back. So what do you see? You see that even though you compare them, right? You compare them, but they aren't exactly the same. When it goes to killing the roidev, it's pagam. And if she doesn't care about pagam, you can't kill him anymore. When it goes over to Yarg Val Yavar, it goes by Aveira, not by pagam. Right, it doesn't go by pigam. It's not the pigam. It's the aveira. So then, even Rashi, it's not so pashit what the Pnei Yeshua said, because what's the whole thing? He's saying Anita isn't a big pigam because Rashi said pigmaraba means zaina mamzer. Okay, but that might be by when pigam is the issue. Rashi was saying it for roidev because roidev goes by pigam. Right? So there, the bigger pigam is that all these Rashi, it's a bizoyan gadol for her. She's going to turn into a zoyna and her kid's going to be a mamzer. It's going to be charofis, and Rashi says. So that all those kinds of things are pigam related. So that's where Rashi's talking about roidef, which is tully and pigam. But when you transfer it over to Yarg Val Yavar, we see clearly that it's not pigam. You learn out the same people, okay, but it's not related to Pagam. Now, as far as what does Yarg Ve'Aver go by Aveira? So as far as Aveira goes, if Nida's just as bad of an Aveira, even Rashi might say Yarg Ve'Aver. So Memela, even in Rashi, it's not 100% Muchach. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
So that's why Rashi picked those cases, because relative Pagam is compared to cards?
Well, I still don't know. I mean, I don't have an answer. I don't know how Rashi knew that big pigam is necessarily...
Or say Rashi chose this case to prove the Torah is alone.
I hear. So that means, but he knew it somehow, that is true. Maybe he thinks the word pigam is mashma more like a bizai. I don't know exactly right. But that is what Rashi is still saying. Okay, so now the thing is like this. He did find, as much as it sounds like a funny kasha, he found two Rishonim, that really do hold this question. It's true. In the Shiltais. The Shiltais says, the only case you ever have Yehorg Val Yavar is on a man. You'll never have a Yehorg Val Yavar on a lady. Now everybody knows this is old raid. Tysus already talks about, right? By Esther and all that. Right. And then Kargoyla, right? Shilta says a nupsha. Shilta says, you know why? Because the whole thing of Yehorg Val Yavar is pigam. And what's the whole thing of pigam? Because you're makbid, right? So how could it ever be on a lady? If she wants to do it, it won't be a pigam. You hear? That's a Shilta. Isn't that amazing?
Is makbid?
So, well, if she's makbid, then she's going to die. I'm saying, you can't tell the lady.
If she's makbid, then it's for him, then.
Oh, for him, it's Yarg Valyavar. Yeah, but Shilta says, if a woman is in a situation of Yarg Valyavar, she's allowed to do it. And he says, why? Because if she wants to do it, she wants to do it. Then there's no pagan. So he really does hold that way. And the Meiri brings it. This day or two, the Meiri doesn't agree with him. Lamaisa though, okay. So I'm just saying that even though it sounds funny and is like, but there is a region that really holds that way. But Avada, everyone else obviously holds not that way. That it's not totally in Pigam. Okay, So Hayoytze Mikol Anah. Let's get straight. What came out of all this? That you have the Beis Yosef saying that Nida is Yehar Gvalia. You have the Pnei Yeshua saying, no, I want to say it's not Yehar Gvalia. The case over there was that there was a Psachoyle, and it was the doctor says he needs to do a Bia, and the Isha was a Nida, and he wanted to say that Lamaita it should be Mutter, because it's not Yehar Gvalia and Nida. That's what he wanted to say. And you have the Ra'ah says Bleferish in Psachim that Nidah Zihar Gval Yavor. You have Pashtus, the Rambam, and the Ramah would definitely say that, because they seem to say you kill the Raidif also on Nidah. And you have Rashi, maybe, possibly. Okay. So I thought that, like, looking at the thing, there's no Shaila in the world that the Din is Yehar Gval Yavor. I mean, there's nothing to talk about. I mean, Beis Yosef, all the posts came on the side, and the Shulchan Aruch go with him, the Shach and everything. Okay, you have a Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, I mean, you know, and then you have a Beferish Aritma, B'Shem Ara'ah. But it is true, in the Chafetz Chaim Sefer in Beis Yisrael, one of his Svarim, he says, Nida, he achas, I think I wrote down the exact words that he wrote Beferish. Yeah, Beis Yisrael, Chafetz Chaim, Per Gimel Sif Dal, Nida hi bichlal arayis, shehi achas mishloish aveiris, shemechuyiv kol ish Yisrael limser nafshe lahariga v'lisreifa shaloi avar aleim. Okay, pretty befeirish. But in Rav Shlomo Zalman Sefer, and in Dayabi Oimer, they're hesitant. They're not like, I mean, I don't know what they're saying, lemaisa, 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 I don't know. Nisht Poshet. Why? Because it's the Jewish Pnei Yeshua, and you have all those other Achronim, like Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, who brought that Tosis in Gittin over there. That, so, like, they didn't say, like, Yesh! That's how they wrote it. It was a Chiddush Gadol to me.
Even Bia, or they're just about the Hachok?
No, Bia Mamish. That was all Bia Mamish.
Or Nida.
Bias Nida, right. Chofetz Chaim said, Pe Mole. And that's what it says in the Shach, in Beis Yosef. But they weren't so clear. The Yibiyomer just writes, Kvar Kasavti Shiesh Harbi Deis Loikazeh. He didn't like write Lamaisa, the final thing.
Isn't there some Sefer that deals with this? Like, Mufarish, where a person's going to go nuts or something and kill himself?
I don't know it. I don't know. Maybe there is. I did read in the Chelkis Yoya, but I didn't look it up. He said, "Udaloikach sam sefer be'evan ezer simkuf samach," but I didn't look it up. Maybe that maybe there's something over there.
What would Beishu say about Tavuzrai?
Oh, now we're getting Tavuzrai. That's the second half of the whole thing. The Chuvah is Pnei Yeshua.
Yeah, does he deal with it?
Well, he doesn't have to, because he's saying Nida is not a rice. He's saying Bias Nida is Yavar v'al Yehorik. That's what he wants to paskin. Bias Nida is Yavar v'al Yehorik. Avizraya does only means that if, like, a person is a Yehorik, then even Avizraya, like Nagir, Kriva, and that. But he's saying the whole Nida is not a rice. So that's not Avizraya anymore. Avizraya doesn't go from one lady to another lady. You don't say Avizraya from... You don't say that. Okay, now that's the first half of the whole thing. Now we get to the second half. Okay, now this part is more halacha lemaisa dik. The second half is here. We're just talking about negias ishtanid, right? So okay, so like this. As we said, the Beis Yosef wrote efsher according to the Rambam mitzihar gval yaver even b'makom sakonis nefashos. In Shulchan Aruch, there's three sifim. There's one, if an ish is sick, then his wife can touch the ish. If it's needed, lahashkivoy, lahakimoy, all those things. The second din is, if the isha is a chayle, Zok the Beis Yosef ke shita say no Aser Lin Goya. Aser Lin Goya. Zok the Rama Vyesh Cholkin Olav. It's Mutter, if she's a Chayle. And then the third din, if she was the Chayle and he's the doctor, Zok the Beis Yosef, Aser Lin Goya. And the Rama says, Kvar Kasavti, that Yesh Cholkin. So if there's a Sakona, he could do it. Okay, so three dinim. Excuse me? Yeah, it will get into it. But first, before we get to any svaras, just tell what the din is. Again, there's three dinim. When he's a chayle, mutter lin goya for what he needs, for to get him up, to sit him down. Okay, why is that the most kal? Zok the truma sedeshin, because he doesn't have a yitzra. So, fine. That's the most kal. There, the Shulchan Aruch is mask. If she's a chayle, and he, so then the Beis Yosef, and he wants the mashkiva lakimoi, Beis Yosef says no. Rama says yes. By the third din of the Mishish HaDoifek, there again Beis Yosef wrote no. And the Rama said, if it's a sakana, I'm going to let it. Okay, those are the three dinim in Shulchan Aruch. So the first thing is, what does the Beis Yosef himself hold? Is he sticking to it that even if it's sakonis nefashis, he won't let it? He never wrote it. He never wrote that word of sakonis nefashis. He left it out of Shulchan Aruch. He just wrote chayle. He said, she's chayle. He didn't write it was sakonis nefashis. He just wrote chayle asim.
When she's sick and he's sick, if it's a deraisa,
very good. So I'm going to mamish get there in a second. Very good cash. So what's going on over here? So there's a machloikis big time. The Goyin says that he didn't change his mind at all. When he said chayle, he meant even sakonis nefashis, and he's saying and he didn't. He's sticking with that. And he's saying if she's a nida, and she needs anything, yahari val yav, even sakonis nefashis. Okay, so now the kasha on him is, so how in the world do you matter a deraisa if he's a chayla? Right? I mean, you're talking about yahari val yav, you just matter with like such tickle svar like that. But what do you see? If you hold like the Gra and like the Beis Yosef, you gotta say this. Why? Because there's like 10 kashas like this. The Rambam himself says beferish of muter lenashik lebitay and ima muter lenashik libno. Okay, what happened? I thought the Rambam's sheet is that negia is yahar gvaliyavar. What's going on here?
Yes,
so you see that mamish mida oiraisa loisikrevu is tully on yitzra. That's mamish what you see. That mamish it goes from mutter to yahar gvaliyavar with yitzra. Now you could have thought that it only goes from one person to another, like bitoy is no yitzra, and ishtoy is yitzra, and finished. Mm-hmm. No, even if you see, even in the person themselves, it switches. If it's in earth and lav is loy sikrivu, and it's only if it's maybe lidei gili erva, and a mamish switches by these little things from yarg val yavar to not. That's what you see. I'll give you another dugma. The Gemara in Saita, right? Roya isha tevea benar, and he says, I'm not going to save her, chosid shaita. Why is it chosid shaita? How is he going to take her out? So, vaistais, that's, we're not choshish for Yitzra over there. If mamish switches, mamish, it's unbelievable, that's how it comes out according to the going. Others, Aruch HaShulchan, says, no. Vayis says the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch changed his mind. the Zera Emes also. Tshuva Zera Emes says, since the Shulchan Aruch left out Sakana, Avada the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch never said, Beis Yosef never said for sure. He wasn't sure. He said Efshir. So he says, once he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he decided Matering. He's not going to, the difference is, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, the Shulchan Aruch held its Mutter, and the Zera Emes says, he didn't want to write it, because he still didn't decide, so he didn't want to write it. But whatever, he changed. Now the Beis Yosef is maskim that there's no Yehorg Val Yavar on this, because this is not the Rambam's real case of Kreva. Because in the truth is, everybody says, and the Shach already says this, if you look in the Rambam says, Beferish, the love of Leisikrav, is Derech Taiva. Beferish. So, it's pashtus, it's not. This shouldn't be really in the Rambam's. So the now the Shulchan Aruch decided no. So it's only that he's answering by a chayla, but not if there's a sakana. Okay, that's the mechaber. So okay, la halacha in shitas hamechaber. This is not lemaisa, because of course we do the ramah. But in shitas hamechaber, there's a machloikis. What did the mechaber come out? The goyin says the mechaber came out yehorig val yavar. The Aruch HaShulchan, Zer Emes, no, the Mechaber did not come out that way. The Mechaber is only saying Chayle, but Avad, if it's a real Sekonis Nefashis, he's Mat. Now Ramah. That's what we do. Ramah said, if she's a Chayle, you can do all the things you need to do for Lashkiva, Lahakima, Im Ein Acher. If there's no one else, she's a Chayle. Not Sakonas Nefashis, and there's Ein Acher. So then you're allowed. Why? Because the Ramah holds Klor. This is not a Shail V'Horg V'Aver at all. Because the Rambam is only by Derech Taiva. This is only a Drabbanon. And a Drabbanon, you're allowed to be Oiver for Chayli. But if there's an Acher, then you can't be Oiver Drabbanon either. So what's called Yesh Acher, already say over from Shevet Alevi, Yesh Acher means even if you have to pay a nurse, that would be called Yesh Acher. But if you would have to pay a Hoin Rav, that's like not a normal money, then he thinks that's called Ein Acher. Okay, that's what he comes out. So that's according to the Ramah. Now, when it came to the case of Mishish Badoifik, the Ramah also was Mater, but there he wrote Imesh Sakana. So there the Achorayim say, what happened? I thought you just said that you could do it for every chayla. So something's more chomer here by the doifik. The shayla is, what is it? What's more chomer over here? So there's two answers that the Barei Shulchan brings from two svarim. The Tzemach Tzedek answered, because this mishish b'doifik didn't work too well. So since it's not such a big tzarech in the first place, the Ramah didn't want to be mekel, unless it was a real sakana. I guess in those days it didn't like help too much. So it's not such a big tzairich. So why should we be matter unless it's a real sakana? And the Beis Shorim says something which is more involves you and you have to do a lot is less chiba. And here it's not such a big chiba. Right, it's more chiba, and therefore he's more mach. Okay, that's the halacha lemaisa of the whole thing. Yeah. So if. Again, if he was the chayle, we allow it. If she's the chayle, then according to the Ramah, imein acher, he's allowed to. And doifik is only if it's a sakan. We still have time?
Yeah.
Couple minutes.
What?
Couple minutes.
Okay. So I just want to quickly add in one last very choshev yediyah that. As we said, there's a machlekes Ramban and Rambam. If anything is deraisa, except for be a mamish, lefi the Ramban, everything else is derabanan. Lefi the Rambam, everything, all kreva is deraisa. Now there's a Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin Perek Ben Sera Moira. The Gemara says over there that this guy got a chayli that he needs. First, he wanted to do bias iser. Then they got it down to tesaper ima me'achira ageder. Right? So even that's yehorg val yavar. Even that is yehorg val yavar. So the what?
Because he is Ratak for, is that the
reason? Oh, well, because well, I mean, even just talking, that's the just talking. So the Shach says the Pshat in this. He says the Ran says it already because this is a riot to Shitas Harambam that Lo Sikrevu is anything Hamevil De Erva Afilu Dibur. Unbelievable. That says Mefurish in the Ram. And of course, it was their type over there because that was the whole thing. So about it was
the Rambam passes
that. Oh, now
the Rambam passes that tomorrow.
Yeah, the Rambam brings that tomorrow. The only thing is that was the horror. But I'll just say this one thing: if you look in the Rambam when he brings down that Gemara, it says Ein Moirin Loi Shemuter Ledaber, which is Mashma L'Chayra, not like the Shach, because the Shach. Said that the Gemara is saying it's Yehar Gval Yavar. That's what he writes before. She says, you see here, it's Yehar Gval Yavar. It must be a lava of Israel. But in the Rambam, it didn't say Yehar Gval Yavar. El Chayra, the Mashmos HaRambam is that it's like you don't tell him to do it. But like, if he did it, he didn't do anything wrong. That's what it sounds like. Which is a Ha'ara El Chayra on the Shach. But I wanted to explain Pshat Taka, what's Pshat in the Rambam. The pshat's like this, because the Rambam, if you look in the Yad, the only things that he says is, he says it's Malkus, for Lo Sikrevu. All of them are Negias Basar, Chibuk, Nishuk, all these things. In the Minyan HaKotzer of the Rambam, he also says Remiza, Kfitza, any kind of things like that. So there's Lechayr, Shtikl, Stira, which ones are the... So it's Mashma... that the Rambam holds that the Lav Shaloikin Aleha is only Mamish Kirv Basar. But the Ramban has a Lashon that there's a level here which is like Chatzi Shir, like. That's also in the Isser, but it's not enough to be Loike, and that's the Remizu Kvitzer. So Mimela, I was clearing to say that the Rambam holds that Yehorig Val Yavar is only on the Lav Mamish. But on the Chatzi Shir, it's only Ein Moirin Loi. So that could be maybe
if
the Pshat.
If Mizraya, then why is that worse than a Mizraya?
Oh, well, there is a Machloikis if lower than a Lav is a Mizraya. So according to what I would be saying, the Rambam would say only Lavin could be a Mizraya, Taka.
Can also be a Mizraya, can something also be a Rabbana?
So the Ramban, Taka says it could. Because the Ramban, Lashitasa, he explains that Gemara is the Rabbana. So he says, I have a raya that even the Rabbanan. But the Rambam...
Says the
raya. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe that Gemara is only talking about getting healed, meaning maybe there's a difference. Maybe you can't heal with the bus raya. But maybe it's not. Maybe you hire a guy.
Oh, if by the honest him to do it, they would tell him, I hear, I don't know, is there such a...
I don't know.
Is there such a feeling between that it's only us to get healed, but it would.
Thank you, Marvin. Sorry, Marvin. Was that a case of something?